It's a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh. It is a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh with the Word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, refreshed, inspired, encouraged, replenished, reloaded, and prepared as you plunge into your day. God bless you.
Lord, your rhema is better than mine. I'll keep coming. Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life and all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, this morning we come just as we are before the throne of mercy, pleading for mercy over each and every of our sins. Father, please have mercy upon us. Forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse our spirit, soul, and body and make us whole from all forms of dirtiness, filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, we place the demand upon grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. We therefore ask, Lord, that you lead us, guide us, other steps, direct our path. Keep us so far away from all forms of evils and temptations in the name of Jesus. All our undertakings we commit to your able care. Father, please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. Please kindly join me in as I read from the book of Hebrews, chapter number 13, from verse 1 to 3. Hebrews chapter 13, from verse 1 down to verse number 3. I read from the King James Version. God bless you as we follow the readings. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Remember them that are in bands as band with them, and them which suffered adversity has been yourselves also in the body. Hallelujah. God bless you. This is episode 5 on hospitality. Hospitality. This morning, I want to go just like into onto another subtopic, like I spoke concerning, do you know, yesterday. I want to speak this morning on the power of hospitality. Hospitality. Listening to our text, verse number 2 says, we should not be forgetful, you know, to entertain strangers, those you don't know. Because some people have done that in the past, and they thereby entertained not supernatural human being, not natural human being. They thereby entertained supernatural beings, spirit beings in form of human. Under this subtopic, we'll be looking at some of the examples we can find in the Bible, both in New Testament and Old Testament. So we start from the Old Testament this morning. Point number one that I want to treat is this: hospitality is powerful enough to turn hopeless situation or hopelessness to turn hopelessness around. That is number one point I'm treating this morning. No matter the condition you are, no matter what you are facing in life, please never allow what you are facing in life to overwhelm you to the point that you won't be able to do what is required of you. Don't forget, yesterday I told us every child of God should treat or see hospitality as a duty. As a duty. You see, when we read about the priest Zechariah, John the Baptist's father, the Bible said from his youthful age he has been ministering unto God in the temple. Both him and the wife have been so faithful to God. They were both from Levite family, and they have married when they were still virgins. And the situation, Zechariah didn't allow that situation of barrenness to keep him away from his duty post. The Bible said he was faithful in his duty, and thereby one day, that faithfulness paid for him. What am I saying there is this: never allow to be overwhelmed by the, your situation. I take us back to the book of Genesis, chapter number 18. Genesis, chapter number 18. Let's take it from verse 1, little by little. That is where we are taking this point this morning, the hopeless situation that hospitality turned around. Verse 1, the Bible says, "And the Lord appeared unto him in the plain of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day, and he lifted up his eyes and looked. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself towards the ground, and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and let yourselves under the tree, and rest yourself under the tree, and I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye." You see, I stop at that verse 5 first. This is Abraham with hopeless situation of barrenness. Abraham at this very point was exactly 100 years, while the wife was 90 years. So there is no hope of giving birth any longer. You see, long story, fast forward. Let's go to verse number 9. The Bible said, "And they said unto him," where that, this is after they have done eating, "Where is Sarah? Where is Sarah, thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And they said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old and were stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. You see, if there is any other name you can call, the situation of Sarah is not the state of menopause again. This one is menostop. It is menostop already, not menopause. The situation was so hopeless, but because of hospitality, don't forget our main test. The Bible said we should not forget, you know, to entertain strangers. Don't forget, may I put it this way, don't forget, you know, your duty of hospitality. That is what that place is saying. Because some people have thereby, you know, entertained angel unaware. This was the people that very particular verse is referring to. This one of them. These people were hold never to give birth again. But hospitality made God to God came down to this man in disguise of man. He disguised himself as a man with other two angels. He saw three men. He ran to them, unknowing to them that the three men he saw was not just men, but the Lord was in the midst of these men, and he came down to him with his, you know, people you can call his body, his banza. God, the Lord came down with his banza to Abraham, unknowing, and see the attitude, because this has been in his blood. The Bible said immediately he lifted up his eyes and looked. He saw the three men ahead of him. What did he do? He ran to them and was, please, if I have find way, please just drive. Is it by force? When you look at this critically, I was thinking, why? How can you see me as a stranger? You are begging me to come to you. If it is this day, and especially from this world, this side of the world, the next question will be, what is the problem? Do you want to kill me? Do you want to, what is it? Are you on mission? Do you want to kidnap me? Oh God. But yet, don't forget I told you in one of the past episodes that no matter how deteriorated the world has become, no matter how degenerating this world has become, no matter how worse the world is now, that there is nothing like trust in the world again. Yet, we as children of the living God, that must not stop us from doing the command of our Father. Yes, God's command is our duty. We must carry it out. And God commanded us, you know, to entertain, to practice hospitality. And that exactly is what we are seeing here. And guess what? They followed him. Okay? If you oblige, then they followed him. And he did what? He did entertain them. And after they have eaten, they told him, okay, your hopelessness has been turned around for what you have done. After we've enjoyed ourselves, we drank water, we drank mint, we ate mint, we took butter, then we have drunk milk as well. You have done well. You deserve a turnaround situation. And they turn that around. Hospitality is capable to turn around every hopeless situation. It doesn't matter whatever you are going through. Never allow to be overwhelmed by the negativity of that situation. Don't allow the weight or the burden of that situation to weigh you too much, to the point that your hospitable heart will not be able to see when it should be, be in action. Hallelujah. And finally, before I round it up there, this morning, let's see something. And the Bible says, verse 16, and the men rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on their way. That is it. He did not just leave them that, okay, you people have eaten my food, oh yeah, out of my door, you just go. He still escorted them out of his house. He escorted them out of his house. He never allowed whatever that happened. And then, you don't forget, I just intentionally jump over where Sarah laughed. And the man was telling her, this is what has happened. But no, that did not stop. For the fact that she denied, did not stop God from turning a situation around. That is it. Verse 13, when you are reading towards verse 12 and 13, you see it there. What are you going through, please? Bow down your head this morning. Talk to God. Father, here I am in your presence. I give you my heart. Take over my heart. Yes, let your love, let the shadow of your love, let your love overshadow my heart over every unpalatable situation I am going through. Never allow the negativity of every situation I'm going through to take advantage of me in the name of Jesus. Let your love, yes, be shed over my heart. Let your love be a shield over my heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. Don't forget, hospitality is powerful enough to turn any hopeless situation around. You can reach out to me through these emails and the phone contacts. Johnson Ayo Julius at gmail.com. Johnson Ayo Julius at gmail.com, or johnsonjulius@tableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through any of the lines, +233 202 749 915, or +233 552 482 187. Exploit this very wonderful day in all ramifications. And make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing. God bless you.